This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. And this is Greg in Cleveland. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
How you all doing this morning?
We're hanging in. A lot of people not happy about your Browns.
Yeah, that's just embedded in, you know, it's ingrained in us. We come up in this region and we just have a love for the Browns, and some of us don't even know why. You know, we've just been conditioned to love the Browns because
DNA, man. It's in our DNA.
It's your team.
Yeah.
It's your team, Greg.
I do want to say the sky's not falling. It's okay. We woke up this morning, and even though we suck in football, we can find other ways to make ourselves happy in our lives. I don't want to see anybody fired on national TV. I don't want to, you know, I am at the point, though, where I'm ready to let the whole regime go. And I've never been there with Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, but I'm ready for everybody to go. I think you need to bring in a veteran who's done it before with a young offensive guy who's probably up and coming to run the offense. But this has to go. Everything. Like, I'm sorry. It just has to go. We can't keep on putting a square peg in a round hole expecting it to work. Like, these decisions, some of the decisions that were made this year made no sense, and we see what was the outcome.
Greg, thank you very much. I think Kevin Stefanski is a good football coach. I do. The two Coach of the Year honors, okay, somebody voted him Coach of the Year. I thought he did a nice job coaching this team. And this year it has not worked. I don't know if 1 year you bail on a guy. It happens all the time in the NFL. And it could certainly happen. I mean, there's no question it could certainly happen. And I think there's been a lot of talk about how good the roster is. I've always had my doubts about how good the roster is. I think there are some talented football players. I think they made some nice free agent signings. I think they made some nice trades. You build a football team through the draft, and they've not drafted well. I mean, they flat out haven't drafted well. Part of the reason is because they didn't have the best picks because they went to Houston.
True.
Part of the reason.
And yeah.
Sorry, that can't be ignored here. Chris is in Cleveland. Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're hanging in. How about you?
I'm okay. So, basically, I was calling. I feel like everybody's tripping. I don't know if it's Jimmy Haslam's fault, Stefanski's fault, Berry's fault. But to me, this is the same scenario that happened to the Milwaukee Bucks. So, I'm leaning towards Haslam, even though I like Haslam. I think you brought Vrabel in. He's scaring Stefanski. You took the play calling away from him when that's what he did well. And then you take away Bill Callahan, Van Pelt, and the running backs coach, and we wonder why our offense is bad. Like, to me, it makes no sense. You have all of these parts that left. Even though they aren't players, they were the core of the team, and they had been there. So once they left, things got bad.
Can we cut the Bill Callahan? Can we cut the Browns a little slack? He wanted to coach with his son, and they let him out.
I understand that one, but I think why get rid of Van Pelt? Why get rid of
Well, that to me doesn't make a lot of sense. And Dorsey may end up paying the price for that when this is all said and done.
That's true. And so might Kevin, and so might Andrew Berry.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Dorsey had a quarterback that was better than our quarterback, and his offense was questionable last year. So it was like, why bring this guy in? That was, and who's making all of these decisions? Is this Stefanski? Is it Berry? Is it, who is this doing all of this?
Chris, so, the one thing that's interesting about this, and to feed off of what you just said, the way this is structured right now, like we had a phone caller yesterday on the postgame show who was livid at Paul DePodesta and said it was all his fault. And I said, well, how do you know? What does he do? And he said, you tell me what he does. And I said, well, I would assume he consults with ownership and with the coaching staff and with the front office. He's the chief strategy officer is what his title is. But they've never told us exactly what he does. So to deflect blame here or to blame someone, I don't know exactly who to blame on everything. It all goes back to ownership, and ownership will tell you that. Kevin Stefanski will tell you it's all on him. You know, so to me, it's a very, very vague situation here.
And I think they all have to just sit down in a room and get it together, because really it's the same scenario that played out last year with the injuries, with people like that. The only difference is we wore them with it. You know, we had backup quarterbacks. We had backup running backs. We had a second string O-line. We had all of these parts. Last year, he just won with it. And now it's, you know, everybody who was screaming, great job last year, screaming, oh, you guys suck now. So it's like, where's the grace at all for any of these guys?
Chris, thank you for the phone call. The way that things are structured, Andy, I think, you know, it's like in some organizations, it's real clear. This guy's in charge and he's doing this and this guy's doing this. The Paul DePodesta factor here is interesting because nobody's exactly sure how much power Paul has here. No one's, I don't think, completely sure how much power Andrew Berry has because of Paul DePodesta, vice versa. And is the owner calling the shots on picking up a quarterback? You know, that's, we might see before the end of the season, at the end of the season, who's calling certain shots by who's still here.
I mean, the way things are going, and as you said at the beginning of the show, there's just no way this structure is going to look the same way it does at the end. When this season's all, well, there's no way they're coming back with all this.
This gets
there's
guys fired.
There's just no way.
No.
You can't go. They got to.
You know, one
you got to win three or four here down the stretch to even give you a chance to come back. This isn't even about whether you think there's someone's a good play caller, or you think someone is a good general manager, or you think somebody is, you know, giving you good advice. Someone is going to end up paying the price for this season, because it never should have been this way. It never. Now, injuries, I can understand. Like, no one wants to see a player like we saw yesterday, you know, get your leg broken. And no one was planning on any of that stuff. But when there are games that you're in and you're losing games by less than a touchdown, there you can see some light at the end. I didn't see any light at the end of the tunnel yesterday. That fourth
I
quarter
did.
Was you did?
Yeah,
well,
through
on
three,
offense, through, on offense, a little
through
bit
through three quarters.
Yeah, maybe two and a little bit.
I didn't
into
think the Browns
third.
Were playing great football, but after three quarters, you go into the fourth quarter and it's 14-0.
Yeah, but you still need to execute.
Oh, I know.
And like, well, but with that, how can you have an offense that can't score more than 20 points a game?
You tell
you
me.
You heard Daryl.
I have
like,
no idea.
Daryl, these numbers are worse than 99.
Well, and Andy.
They're worse than 99. And the other hard part about it is, you look again, you know, Deshaun doesn't have any 300-yard games. You got backups coming in off the street.
Andy, he didn't have a 200-yard game this year. Jameis Winston in three starts has two 300-yard games.
And we all know what Flacco did last year. Look, it was a bad move to bring him in. It just was. And it set the franchise back by five years.
They need to bite the bullet
and somehow move on. They need to lean into it, say, we made a mistake. We've got to figure out a way out of this thing. I don't even know you can say trust us. Just if you can be patient with the process, we're going to get this thing back up on its feet. We know how close we were when Baker was here. We get it. I mean, we saw it, and they thought they could upgrade, and they were wrong. if you can lean into it and just admit that you were wrong, you made a mistake, a monumental mistake, I think people might be a little more forgiving.
To me, the monumental mistake isn't moving on from Baker. It was going and getting Deshaun.
So you're saying they should have stayed with Baker?
No, I at that point, they should have, but I would have looked for another quarterback as well. I think Baker's
doing
a
job, right?
He's doing a nice job in Tampa, but I don't consider him one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league.
Where would we be now if we had him? And I don't want to play that game. I really don't.
Well, where you would be, though, is you'd have competent quarterback play,
right,
and a bunch more draft choices.
Well, the one thing
that you can either hit on or not.
The good thing about Jameis is you can do some evaluation, right? Like, look at all the wide receivers
and
how
we've heard all that.
But I mean, you can see how the wide receivers have
and guess
emerged,
what?
And the offensive
line looks
a little bit better.
A little bit.
And the offensive line looks better. So I'm not trying to dump everything on one player, but that is going to go down.
Well, it's one move, and that without question. I saw it written that it was the worst contract in the history of professional sports. Over the weekend.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.